Summer's hottest monster, RX 93.1. Welcome to the Daily Survey. It's me, Rhea Rams, and right now we have the honor of talking to none other than Preston Pablo.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, and how is it going for you?
It's going good. I'm out here in my car, as you can see, doing some work on the go, but I love it.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, actually, why are you in your car at this time? So, for reference to the monsters out there, we are live on Facebook, on Twitch, and on YouTube as well. And for those of you who are here on live, you can see that Preston's actually in his car, and we're curious. So, it is around, like, almost 11 p.m. over there in Canada, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So, what are you doing out and about this late at night?
So, the truth is, I just spoke about this in the interview before, but I'll tell the truth once more. I'm actually on my way home from a date.
Oh my God! I love that! Is this gonna be like inspiration for yet another song?
Of course.
Okay, of course. I love that. We are looking forward to it, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So, now I do want to get started. You are talking to a Filipino radio station, and we do know that you actually have some Filipino roots.
Yeah, I do.
So
I am. So this is actually, I think this is also my first Filipino radio station that I've spoken to, so that's really cool.
Well, it's, we are honored. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if most people know, but I'm half Filipino on my dad's side. So it's really cool to be doing this right now. This is like, I'm really proud to be doing this and to be half Filipino and to be talking about my music on a Filipino radio station. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm curious, actually. So, you are half Filipino on your dad's side. Have you ever been to the Philippines?
I have not. It's a place where me and my dad specifically have talked about going to for ever since I can remember. I remember being young and being able to just have conversations with my dad and with my uncles and aunts about the Philippines and about how life was back home and just how different it is from here in Canada. I was always so fascinated by that. And by that, I always dreamt of going there. But it's such a far, far away place that when I was younger, it was tough to find the time for me and my family to get out there. But now that I'm older and now that I'm traveling more, and now that my music is playing out in the Philippines, I think it makes more sense now for me to get out there.
Right, and definitely a lot of Filipinos are looking forward to seeing you live, so we hope that does happen soon. But you also did mention before that, you know, being a Filipino or having Filipino roots does have, like, its influence in your music in terms of honesty, and you said in terms of just being raw with your emotions. You did mention that Filipinos are very honest with their feelings, and sometimes it leads to argument. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Is this something that you experience with your family a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up very close to... I was lucky enough to, even though I grew up in Timmins, Ontario, which is this tiny town in Canada, I'm very lucky to have had close family on my Filipino side that were also living there, so I got to experience my Filipino culture since I was like as young as I can remember, and the one thing that I noticed is being Filipino, like sometimes we're so passionate and we're so emotional as people that it can kind of be like, and I will also say, like, Filipinos are stubborn people, like,
oh my goodness.
When it comes to certain things, Filipinos can tend to be stubborn. So that mix of emotions and passion and stubbornness can kind of sometimes lead to disagreements or arguments. And that's when that passionate side kicks in. And then all of a sudden, everyone's right and everyone has something to say. So I've definitely found myself in, in some situations like that, but being Filipino has always just been so important to me, and especially I always talk about my hometown, growing up in a very isolated place far from any kind of major city or cultural epicenter. Like, having my Filipino family and having those roots really showed me that, like, there's so much more to life and to just everything, like, from food to the music, from the language, from the different clothing, and just it really just opened my eyes to what the world had to offer at a young age, because when I was growing up in Timmins, it wasn't, those kinds of things weren't around me. So if it wasn't for my culture and my family kind of teaching me these things, I wouldn't be the person I am today.
I love that, and it's great to see or to hear that despite never setting foot here in the Philippines, you still do honor the culture a lot and what you've experienced of it. And hopefully you get to experience more of it soon by actually, you know, setting foot here and playing your music here in the Philippines for us. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about your music. You did debut at a very young age of 17. You were writing music in your bedroom, and you did mention that you had no intention of this music ever being listened to. But what's interesting to me is that you got into music because you just loved music. Your parents always played music. You did mention that your mom likes Michael Jackson, your dad was into country, and then you started drumming from there, right? Yeah. And you created this, like, collective with your friends and your brother as well. So can you tell me how that kind of grew and how you became Preston Pablo from that little humble beginning?
Yeah. Honestly, I think, like, those early days for me were so, like, I think when I think back to them now, I think the reason they were so important is because I didn't know what was to come. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was so focused on what I was doing then, and I was so, like, I had this tunnel vision on this art that I wanted to create and these messages that I felt like the world needed to hear, whether it was the way I felt after a breakup or whether it was how I felt after graduating high school, all these, like, little emotions that I had, and the life that I was living at the time was so just, it was all that I could think about. And I think that's why it mattered so much in getting me here, because I never focused on the bigger picture. I never thought about, like, what it was going to be like when people started listening to my music. I was just so focused on creating art and music that felt true to myself. And I think that's why it connected early on, because I was just being the most honest version of myself that I could be, because I didn't know any better. And I think that ultimately led me to where I am now, and the place that I'm in now is just so different than that time. I feel like I'm still 22, I'm very young, but I feel like the last couple of years I've just learned so much, and I've experienced so many ups and downs that it makes me think about those early days now more than ever, because I'm always constantly chasing that feeling of just pure bliss and not knowing of how big and scary this whole thing can get. Because if I'm being honest, it gets tough at times. So those early days, I think, were just so important into leading me to where I am now.
Yeah, I think it's really awesome that your focus is just really putting out music that's true to yourself, and you're not really... I mean, if we're being honest here, a lot of songs that come out usually are really trying to cater to a certain audience. They're trying to go viral. But your music, it's just honest. It's authentic. And I think it's amazing that even at such a young age, you put so much importance in this. It's not really so much about, you know, going viral or whatever. It's really just putting out what's important to you. So how do you kind of keep up with that, considering we're in this age where everything is going viral? Everything is about going viral. Everything's about just, like, being a TikTok hit type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say, like, the truth of it all is, like, sometimes I'm guilty of leaning towards that side of, like, okay, how do I make something that everyone will like. How do I make the next big thing, you know what I mean? Or how do I do the next thing that no one else is doing? But I find when I have gone down that path, it never feels right, if that makes sense. Like, I think my biggest strength, the way that I make my best music, is when I'm telling something that means something to myself. Like, I have to be telling a truth, whether that's an experience I've had or a dream or a desire that I have in my mind. Like, I think when it comes to songwriting and creating the music that I make, if there isn't a truth to it, and if there isn't a large part of, like, Preston Pablo behind the song, then naturally it's not gonna, for one, it's not gonna connect with me. And then I've also found through trial and error that it doesn't connect with fans. So I think when it comes to, like, this, like you said, this era of music where everything is so fast-paced and you have TikTok and Instagram just making these artists go viral off of something that's catchy or whatnot, you oftentimes see that the trajectory of that is, like, it's a straight shot up and then it's usually followed by a straight shot down.
So right.
I think, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's all, like I said, trial and error, and everyone has a different path and everyone's process is different. But for me specifically, I think the ultimate goal is to create something that is true to myself, so that no matter what I want to say or no matter how I want the next song or album to sound, the fan base that I've created will be there to listen to it because they've fallen in love with me as a person and not just the songs that I'm making.
I love that. And with that, I'm curious, which of the songs that you released would you say has been your most personal one yet? The most Preston Pablo song there is?
I will say, so I feel like it's tough because they've all, at certain times in my life, have felt like the one song that means the most to me or that represents me the most. But being so young and being so early in my career, it's one of those things where I'm changing so much and I'm experiencing all these different things that certain songs that I put out even a year ago I don't feel as strongly about as I did then, if that makes any sense. Not to say that I don't love the song any less, but it's one of those things where I think the music that comes out at the time has to represent, like, exactly what I'm going through. So that's kind of like a long answer. I'm not trying to beat around the bush, but I think Flowers Need Rain is one song that will always mean, like, it will always have a very deep meaning to me, because I wrote it at a time where I was very much questioning this whole music thing and this whole what is wrong, what is right thing, and that song just came from a very organic and emotional place. So I think that will always represent a very important time, and it's a very Preston Pablo song, but it's not the song that I think should define Preston Pablo, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Now, you wrote Flowers and Rain, I think it was coming home, right, from your first time ever traveling and working in a studio. So how did that feel for you? I mean, the song does relay all those emotions, but what exactly was it that you wanted to say in that song?
So that song, to me, like, when I break it down, I think the easiest way to kind of make it make sense is, at that time, like you said, I was experiencing traveling for music for the first time. I was experiencing being in a real studio and working with real producers and real writers, and it was the first time I had kind of, like, seen behind the curtain of, like, what the music industry is and what being an artist really means. And I had gotten home after that trip, and I just remember feeling like all these different things all at once. Like, I was happy, I was scared, I was anxious, I was like, whatever the emotions were, I was feeling all of them. And Flowers Need Rain was the song that kind of just came from those emotions, and the lyrics that I chose, I think, represent the way I was feeling, because despite all those different emotions and despite all the questions and the doubts that I had at the time, I just in my heart knew that whatever I was going to do with my life and wherever I was going to end up, I would always need music if that does that make sense?
Like, of course.
I always need music, and that's kind of where the lyrics, I need you like the flowers need the rain came, because like I said, no matter where I end up, I'll always need music in my life, the same way that flowers need the rain to live and to grow and to just exist.
I love that. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about your music. So you started writing songs in your bedroom, like we mentioned earlier. And then just last year, you were nominated for multiple Juno Awards, and you even won Breakthrough Artist of the Year. You said it doesn't even feel real, and it felt like a lot more, like there was a little bit more pressure, a little bit more to lose. You mentioned that before. But right now, now that you've kind of gotten used to that title, Breakthrough Artist of the Year, how has it, I guess, changed the trajectory a little bit of your musical journey?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I've seen like a huge growth in Canada specifically, and the overall like name Preston Pablo, and the music has kind of grown through because of that win and because of being represented on that stage. But it's interesting because it's the first time that I've ever kind of won an award or my name has been placed next to an accolade like that. So I'm still very much like the initial like excitement and hype, I think, has worn off, but I'm still very much kind of like learning how to live and exist as an artist, with that kind of like accolade. It's interesting because it's like you win an award like that and you see a change in like in numbers, and you see a change in like how many shows you're playing. But there's that change, and it's positive. But then there's also the side of it where it's like I'm still the same person, and I'm still like sitting in my room figuring out like, okay, like what's the next song? Like how do I, you know what I mean? It feels like I'm still in the same place, but there's just kind of now like I guess more of a foundation underneath me. So mm-hmm. I'm still very much like learning how to exist as an artist, even though like I've been recognized on such a big platform in Canada. So it's interesting, but it's all positive.
Right. I actually love that despite winning such a prestigious award, you're still like, okay, no, I'm still me. I'm still, you know, I'm just, it's chill. I really love that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's why I think it's like it's just it's a learning process to understand how to like balance that, like, okay, yeah, I feel good, I like people recognize me because of this award, but mm-hmm. then also like I have to stay true to like who I am as an artist, and like I have to continue now to like grow this and take this like win and kind of turn it into something bigger, rather than just like sit in that forever and be like, I'm that guy that won that one award that one year. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course. I mean, I think it's really important that, you know, you stay true to yourself and you kind of don't let it, I love that you're not letting it get to your head. Yeah.
Yeah. My family and my managers would never let it, even if I tried.
That's good. You have people around you who keep you grounded. Now, I do want to talk a little bit more about the kind of music that you write. You did mention that it's mostly pop and R&B with a different twist, a little bit of like modern vintage. And you did mention that your inspirations were Justin Bieber, also from Canada, The Weeknd as well. So how would you describe your music, aside from like how I described it already? How would you describe it to people who are listening to Preston Pablo for the first time?
I mean if it, like, to describe it in a sense of like what it sounds like, I think it's tough to not say like pop or R&B. But I think when it comes to, if I could explain to someone like what my music is meant to make you feel, I think then I would say like I want my music to make you feel like you are a part of my life, and I want my music to make you feel like you can trust me or talk to me or be open with me and lean on me when you need it. I just want to make people feel good. I think music is one of those things where no matter what language you speak or what part of the world you come from, there's just this like unspoken agreement that everyone can understand music no matter what you're hearing. If you can't understand the language, you can understand the chords and the melodies. So I think being able to create music is a privilege in the sense of you can make someone's day a sliver better. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what someone's going through or where they are in the world, if you can play a tiny part in making someone smile or just making someone feel good in that moment, then that's really all I would want to do.
And you did release, your latest release is Dance Alone. And this song, you posted a 30-second teaser of this, right? Which went viral. But I'm curious about, you also did mention that this song just made you feel a sense of nostalgia while you were writing it, like you were back in grade 7 or 8 listening to some radio dance pop hit is what you mentioned, right? So what exactly was the memory running through your head when you were writing this song, and what message do you want to give everybody through this song?
I think the biggest thing, aside from the whole nostalgic kind of like throwback vibe, I think one of the biggest feelings I had while I was writing that song was just like the sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way it took me back to those early days, I think when you're young, you kind of have this like more positive and like lighthearted scope of the world. And I think that's what that song kind of brought back for me. It just brought me back to that simpler time in my life. So I think that sense of freedom and that sense of just like not caring about what's going to happen tomorrow and just really enjoying the moment right now is what I want people to feel when they listen to that song.
All right, that's awesome. It is such a great song. Very, very freeing. It just feels like a song that you can dance alone to. Definitely, right?
That's the goal. It's one of those.
So to all the monsters who are listening, we are going to be playing you that song in just a little bit. But before we let you go, Preston, I do want to know, first, if you could collaborate with any artist, well, I guess aside from Justin Bieber or The Weeknd, who would you want to collaborate with?
I would have to say I've been listening to so much Party Next Door right now, and he's always been a staple artist of mine, so I would say Party Next Door.
Okay, we'll be waiting for that. And are there any upcoming songs that we should know about? Maybe about tonight's date night? I guess the question is, if you could describe tonight in a song title, what would the song title after your date tonight be?
Okay, let me take a second to think of this. I've got to make sure it's good. I would have to call the song I would call it Lamb Chops.
Lamb Chops. Okay. We need to know the story behind this. Maybe when you release the song Lamb Chops. I'll be waiting for that. Lamb Chops.
I got you. Lamb Chops. It sounds like a more harsh name, so it'll be like a rap song.
Ooh.
My debut rap song called Lamb Chops.
Well, you monsters heard it here first. His debut rap song is going to be called Lamb Chops, okay? And it's going to be all about tonight. Well, anyway, Preston, thank you so much for joining us. Before I let you go, is there anything that you want to say to all your Filipino fans, to all the monsters who are tuned in? And feel free to invite them to listen to your songs as well.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to say that it really makes me happy to know that I have my people out in the Philippines listening to my music, and I hope that you continue to listen, and I hope that you check me out on all socials and all streaming services if you haven't already, so that when I do come to the Philippines, you're ready for it, and we can all dance alone together.
Thank you so much, Preston. We really are looking forward to having you here in the Philippines, and hopefully we do see you soon. And in the meantime, we will be listening to all your music. But to all the monsters out there, again, that was Preston Pablo right here on The Daily Survey.